Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Buster Chatham. Batting second. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Burger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Red Rawlings. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Cantwell. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Ben Cantwell. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Kurt Walker. Batting second. The center fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Stripp. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pat Crawford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Benton. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Larry Benton. And now, play ball. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stripp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp takes first base on ball four. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Stripp moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stripp tags and moves to third. Two outs. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Crawford reaches second base with a double. Stripp scores. Cuccinello goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Reds. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Crawford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sparrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a fly ball into left field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer takes first base on ball 4. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 0-for-1 in the game. Chatham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richborg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chatham moves to third. Richborg moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rawlings fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sparrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chatham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Welsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0-for-1 in the game. Rawlings hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Crawford hits a fly ball into left field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gooch hits a fly ball into left field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-1 in the game. Durocher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Benton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durocher moves to third. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sparrer hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cantwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chatham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Richborg hits a line drive to center field. Swanson throws towards third. Cuccinello fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cuccinello. Chatham moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stripp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stripp strikes out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rawlings fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0-for-2 in the game. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on DeRozier. Welsh moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Freddie Maguire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maguire is 0 for 2 in the game. Maguire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello juggles the ball. That's an error on Cuccinello. Welsh moves to third. Rawlings moves to second. Randy Moore pinch hits for Al Sparer. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Welsh scores. Rawlings scores. Maguire moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Reds. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cantwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maguire scores. Moore moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Braves, 3, Reds, 3. Ray Kolb now pitching. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Chatham hits a ball on the ground towards second. Crawford scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Cronin now catching. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Crawford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 2 in the game. Gooch takes first base on ball 4. Crawford moves to second. Leo DeRozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRozier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeRozier hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Callahan pinch hits for Ray Kolb. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maguire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds 3. The Braves will come to bat. Eparixi now pitching. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Richborg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sisler bunts towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. Richborg moves to second. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 3 in the game. Berger is hit by the pitch. Earl Clark pinch hits for Jimmy Welsh. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richborg scores. Berger moves to third. It's 4-3, Braves. Rabbit Moranville pinch hits for Red Rawlings. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Crawford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Maguire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maguire is 0 for 3 in the game. Maguire hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Earl Clark now playing center field. Rabbit Moranville now playing third base. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 3 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stripp hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chatham fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cantwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stripp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cantwell for the out. Two outs. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Chatham hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gooch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Gooch reaches second base with a double. Chuck Dressen pinch runs for Johnny Gooch. Clyde Sukeforth pinch hits for Leo DeRocher. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields it, throws to third for the out. There goes Sukeforth attempting to get to second. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 3. The Braves will come to bat. Clyde Sukeforth now catching. Hod Ford now playing shortstop. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 4 for 4 in the game, with four singles. Richborg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sisler bunts towards third. Cuccinello juggles the ball. That's an error on Cuccinello. Richborg moves to second. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berger hits a pop-up towards short. Ford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Red Lucas pinch hits for Eparixi. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas strikes out. One out. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swanson for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.